Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, you guys, Justin Sylvester from E! News here. Looking for a new way to stream? Well, meet Peacock, the free streaming service from NBC Universal. With tons of movies and shows, plus a daily dose of news, sports, and pop culture, there's something for everybody. And best of all, you can watch for free or upgrade for more. Who doesn't like that? So go to PeacockTV.com and start streaming now. Personally, I can't wait to get into that Law & Order SVU vault. You know I'm a fiend for it.
Oh my God. Today on Daily Pop, Cameron Diaz is sharing secrets about why she really left Hollywood and why she doesn't want you to call her daughter cute. During an episode of In Goop Health, The Sessions, she told Gwyneth Paltrow her life in the spotlight was draining. Cameron decided she wanted different things out of life, and she found peace after she retired from acting. But it's what she said about her daughter that really got our attention. Check it out.
I know it's impossible, but I really just want her to be free of objectification. You know, in any way, shape, or form. So, like, when people are like, she's so cute, or she's so pretty, and I'm kind of like, you know, I kind of have to breathe through that moment because she's a baby right now, but, like, I don't want her to identify with those adjectives. All I want to do is help her be her, period.
Okay, so is it bad to tell a young girl she's pretty or cute? I mean, Victor, I hate to throw to you because you have a daughter, but I mean, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I don't think it's bad to tell her she's pretty or she's cute, as long as that's not the only thing you're telling them. You can't just live on that every single day, having your kid walking around thinking they're the prettiest thing on earth and not realizing that they're also smart and that they're also ambitious and that they should be caring and disciplined and all these other things that make up a well-rounded, beautiful young lady. So I think although obviously parents and other family members love to do that, oh, you're so beautiful, you're so cute, you're so pretty, but make sure you're also advocating for, oh, how's your grades? How are you smart? Can you read this?
Yep. Like,
let's start advocating for well-rounded young women as opposed to just telling them they're cute all the time.
Yeah.
Really well
said. My mother was not that person. She was like, you're gonna grow into it, I promise.
Yeah, no, honestly.
It's gonna catch up. It's going to catch up with you. Like, you have to wait a little bit. Some of us have to wait a little bit. You know, I think it's one of these things where I do get her sentiment, and I understand that. But there's something about a parent being too aware of something that they can overcorrect something in people's lives. Like, I was very lucky that my parents let me live my life, let me go through hard things. And when things got hard, they sat me down and they, you know, they would say, look, this is uncomfortable, but we need to talk about this. I think parents these days are just too aware.
I think, honestly, the more I listen to what everyone has said and think about the video, I feel like I wish Cameron kind of said what Victor said. I know that she's a new mom. I'm sure she's extremely overprotective. I think she's obviously had her fair share of time in the spotlight. She knows what it can do to you, and she just wants her daughter to know that she's more than just that. But I think what Victor said is just completely correct. You can tell somebody they're pretty. That's not a negative thing, and I hope it doesn't become one. But I think you also just need to say, like, you know, you're smart, you're capable, you can do things, go for your dreams. questions. I just think as what he said was, I think it's totally accurate. So,
yeah, but I don't know. Let me ask you a question as a girl. Like, we all know how girls are. They're never going to change. And the first thing that comes up in a young girl's life is self-esteem. And it's all based on what she goes through around her at school. So why not counteract the, you know, you're going to get have feelings of being, you know, inferior to other people when it comes to
it's
looks.
About being
so why
real.
Not tell your daughter you're gorgeous?
Yeah, like, I agree. Or, and, you know what, or people are going to try to say things to you, but just know that you are who you are. You are amazing. You are a well-rounded and capable young woman, and you're beautiful as well. Like, I agree. Like, I think the self-esteem is really, I just don't think somebody saying to you, you're pretty, should be taken as something that's offensive. I just don't think that that's necessary.
I don't think it's offensive, but I think it's just everywhere, right? You take your daughter, like, I remember going to the grocery store with my daughter, or the mall. Every person's like, oh my gosh, she's so pretty. It's just the first thing that people walk up to your child and say. So it's up to you as parents to give them the well-rounded side, to be like, oh, not, you're not only pretty, but you're going to be smart. You're going to grow up to be a beautiful young woman. You're going to grow up to be disciplined, to be a lawyer, to be a doctor. Like, there's different ways of going around it, but it's hard because 100%. In this society, it's what you see.
Totally.
But don't you feel like Cameron Diaz is a little bit, and not that this is wrong, because I think we're all going to do it as parents. I think she was so objectified in her career, and she was always seen as just a pretty girl, or just a girl with the body, or just a girl that's like kind of silly and the girl who everybody wants to date. And she was never given the chance to really spread her wings. And I think she still feels some type of way about being put in a box. And now she's deflecting that onto her daughter because she doesn't want her daughter to go through the same things. Yeah. But that's not really your daughter's issue. That's kind of your issue to deal with. And I'm not saying that it's wrong. I'm just saying that's probably something you need to probably work out.
Well, at least she can show her Shrek movies, and she can show her that Princess Fiona didn't care about looks or anything like that. So that's a perfect movie for her to show her child. Look at that.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. I get the sentiment, but I'm, you know, and I'm sure she's telling her all of the things that we just said as well. So anyway, Gwyneth Paltrow is finally admitting why her 13-year marriage to Chris Martin ended. In British Vogue September issue, Gwyneth says she and Chris never settled into their relationship. I was surprised reading that. She also says they were separated for a year before announcing their plans to consciously uncouple, the famous phrase. They were together for so long. Mm. Why do you guys think that they took so long to settle in or struggled to settle in?
I love Gwyneth Paltrow. I'm going to start off by saying that.
Love.
But I think back in the day when she met Chris, actresses had to be perfect. They had to have the perfect marriage. They had to have the perfect life. And I think for her, she was trying to make this relationship fit in a box that didn't work. And I think a lot of times couples like to go with what they think looks right or what they think other people will deem as perfect instead of doing the Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell thing, which is let's make our own rules. Maybe we're not meant to be in this type of a relationship. And I truly believe if Gwyneth Paltrow had met Chris Martin further down the line after she found herself and found her goop, they would still be together today.
But well, I'm just
found her goop. You gotta find your goop.
I think that I just think that they're so famous. Like, how much real time were they spending with one another to really get to know each other and really figure out those deep, dark secrets within one another? I just think that, you know, between Gwyneth and doing movies and being uber busy, Chris out there doing music and going on tours every year, like, when did they really have time to, like, really dive into a real relationship outside of the fluff that we saw, you know, in real life?
Victor, you're giving so much wisdom today.
Listen,
I'm literally like, oh my God, what are you saying? I don't want to
have time to think.
Every Thursday, therapy sessions at 10 o'clock.
Oh my God, so well said. Again, I completely agree. I think that really does happen with a lot of celebrity couples is that they do, and Justin, you said, they want to be in this perfect relationship. They have a natural attraction to one another. There is a connection. There is a spark. And then they jump into a relationship, not jump into, but build one. And then it kind of does become schedules and you know, all of these different things that get involved. But I think Gwyneth, I am the biggest Gwyneth Paltrow fan, but when I think of Gwyneth Paltrow, do I think that she necessarily was, like, if somebody said, do you think she'll ever be with Chris Martin before they were together? I don't think I would have said yes. You know, they look good together. They look like they could be brother and sister, which means they probably look like they could be married. But for some reason, there's just, They're not, I completely understand what she means by they just never quite settled in. Like, on the surface, they share certain things, and she actually listed some examples. Like, we loved walking to this Italian restaurant, or we liked the same music. But, like, all of those things are more on the superficial. They're not actually things that connect you and make you stay in a relationship. And I can understand that. I can understand being with somebody more for surface reasons and not realizing, wait, when things really, when you really dig under, like, you're actually quite different, and things are not going to sustain themselves. So I guess that's what happened. But, so I'm happy for them.
But you've been following the evolution of Gwyneth Paltrow since the dawn of her time. Do you think 2009 Gwyneth Paltrow it would be in this relationship? Or do you think 2020 Gwyneth Paltrow could be with somebody like Chris Martin because she's so evolved?
No,
I think now could work.
I think that could work too.
I don't think so. I think Gwyneth, like, as I just, she's just the right tinge of bougie for me. I just love it. I think he's just more musician. I just feel like they seem to vibe on like on a deeper level. And I think just based on the examples that Gwyneth gave in her article or in her interview was like, we liked all of these easy things. Most people like walking to an Italian restaurant in the summer with somebody you're having sex with. Like, most people like to do
that's
that.
Normal.
That doesn't mean
that's just
they
Monday.
Have the same.
That's Monday, you know, evening, I mean? Or something.
Right. Like, most people enjoy those things. It's not difficult. Mm-hmm. So I just think that she probably realized, like, this is not ever, was never quite an actual match ever. Even though they got along for a long time and had kids, which they love. But you know what I mean?
But if you don't have that time to build that foundation, that real foundation, it's never going to work.
That's real.
Yeah, agreed. I don't think they ever could because I think they were too different to begin with. But anyway, coming up, I am talking to Luke Bryan. You've got to hear his secret hangover cure, plus his interesting parenting advice for his friend and mom-to-be Katy Perry. Oh, but first, why are we all now freaked out about hopping onto our next video call? The scary thing you have to see next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I see dead.
In your dreams? While you're awake?
It's a very scary movie. Cole is a boy who is supposed to be normal, but he has an ability that torments him, and is the harder he tries to get away from it, to ignore it, just to try to keep it out of his life, the more it comes after and it torments him. The movie has to do a lot with communication, or more specifically, the lack thereof.
That is 11-year-old Haley Joel Osment talking about the movie that made him a star, The Sixth Sense. Justin was making me laugh earlier. It was released on this day 21 years ago.
21 years ago?
Crazy.
Yeah, can we just keep on going? I just can't even deal with
Not doing it either. All right. So what does a horror film look like in 2020, you might ask? Well, there's a new movie called Host about a group of friends who hold a seance over a Zoom call and an evil spirit enters their home.
There's no reason why spirit can't communicate over the internet.
Nothing's gonna happen.
There's something.
You know, we've connected with something. We gotta keep going. We gotta talk to it.
I wish a ghost would come haunt my house and take some of these 15 Zoom calls y'all schedule for my ass on a daily basis.
I mean, the That's evolution surreal. Of Zoom, when we first got into this whole quarantine, I mean, the amount of Zooming and upgrading we had to do, like, nothing scares me more than ever just having to be on Zoom. So,
Nothing scary about a Zoom call. Like, there's nothing about a Zoom call movie that's going to scare me. And if you think I'm going to sit in my living room and watch six people on a Zoom call in a scary movie, you're out of your mind, sir.
No. That's why we have The Exorcist. But if you do want to watch it, Host is playing on the streaming service Shudder. So that's
another
the streaming
one?
Service. That's the streaming service New that one. Nobody knew about. All right. Do you guys ever... Let's just move on. All right, it's time for Dear Daily Pop, where we take on the internet's toughest questions. All right, cleaning during COVID is causing trouble in paradise for one couple. The woman has been working from home, but her boyfriend lost his job a few months back. Ooh, he feels that chores should still be split evenly. No, he doesn't. But she thinks he should step up more since he isn't working. Who's right? You guys have, there's only one person who's right, and I'm going to let you both answer that.
You know what? There's right and there's the right way to do things.
Oh,
I think
no.
What you should do is you should let him get away with it, and you should keep that in your back pocket so when the tables are turned, you can pull that back out of him. But you know what? Until that day comes, what you need to do is on the day that he goes for his groceries and it's his turn to go, you better write down all the tampons, all the douches, all the Vagisil you can put in there. Make sure he gets it all.
Oh, no, Victor, you have a chance to redeem.
Listen, I'm here, guys. I understand. It's got to be. You have to do 100% of the chores, my friend. You don't have a job.
Absolutely.
You don't have any obligations. You don't have anything
Absolutely.
To do. You should be doing everything. And then whatever your lovely counterpart wants to assist you with, you smile and you say, thank you for helping me, babe.
You lose
See that?
Your job.
See what I did there?
Yeah. Oh, Victor, I am your number one fan. Okay, let me just say this. If you lose your job, then your new job is making sure this house is run completely perfect.
Yes, until you get a new job.
That is your promotion. You don't get to, like, still split anything.
First of all, Carucci, you better write this down. You better take a photo of this and throw this in Victor's face. And Morgan Stewart,
I'm gonna keep a job.
There ain't a day in hell that if you were unemployed that you wouldn't be on your phone for 90% of the day and saying that you were busy looking at Twitter. So don't even start.
Well, no, I've. Well, that's fine. Pretty. All right.
Are you a pirate now?
This is why I love being able to read prompter. In just a minute, guys, I'm talking to Luke Bryan, and we had a little disagreement that we need to hash out. It got really tense.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You guys, joining me now is country music superstar Luke Bryan. I'm clapping for you. Everyone's clapping. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to finally be putting this album out. We were initially going to put it out in April, but with COVID stuff and
right.
It just certainly wasn't the right timing. So I've had the album done since like January, and I've been really looking forward to, really looking forward to the band's hearing it. So I'm tired of riding around in my truck listening. I'm ready for the world to have it.
We're going to get all to the album, but first, I have to talk about the video that your wife posted of pranking you. It made my day. I've watched it literally 10 times. Have you gotten her back yet?
Yeah, I hadn't gotten her back yet for that one. I gotta get online and find like some ultimate pranks. So I gotta right. figure that out.
Yeah, you have some stiff competition with that, because I don't know how you're gonna get her back after that one. That was, even being in that confined of a space, she really put the time in to get you, so I appreciated it.
She had like cramps and stuff from sitting in there so long.
We also saw on Instagram during quarantine, you've planted 4 acres of sweet corn. How is that going? I didn't even know that there was such a thing as sweet corn. Am I crazy?
Well, yeah, we need to fix that problem, by the way. We gotta get you some sweet corn. I mean, how have you lived life without sweet corn? It's like it's up there with oxygen. But I planted one patch, and then I waited 2 weeks and planted another. Well, the first patch came in, and it was too much work to deal with. So now I have a whole nother second patch coming in. So hey, whatever. It's like country boy hot yoga. You know, I just get out there and I pull the corn. I start sweating out all the margaritas and all my bad decisions from the night before. So
I like it. All right, let's talk more about your seventh album. Obviously, it's called Born Here, Live Here, Die Here. It's out tomorrow. Finally, you've been waiting since January. Tell me all about it.
Well, I mean, the amazing thing is we've already had the opportunity to put 3 songs from the album album out, and so I think a lot of people have already heard some of the material, but mm-hmm. when you get into the album, there's some sounds on the album that are a lot more kind of a little bit retro and a little bit stuff that sounds like some stuff from my earlier years as an artist. I've got some stuff that's real emotional. I got a song on there called Build Me a Daddy that's like every guy, every time I play it for somebody, that really affects them in an emotional way. I've always tried to really make albums that check a lot of boxes for people, and I feel like I really touched on some great stuff on this album, and I'm excited for the fans to get it.
When you started out, did you ever think you were going to have 25 number one singles? Did you ever think that would happen?
It's hard for me to wrap my head around. Clearly, I mean, to move to Nashville and follow your dreams. I mean, mm-hmm. I started with little bitty small dreams, and now they've just grown into a lot of unimaginable opportunities. It's certainly been amazing and fun, and been loving every aspect of it.
I mean, it's a huge accomplishment, so you should be very proud of yourself. All right, are you up for playing a little bit of game? We are going to call it Luke Knows Best. So you're going to give us some advice. I'm going to throw some things out at you, and then you're going to give us some advice. So,
okay.
Number one, first up, your friend and American Idol co-star, obviously Katy Perry, is going to be a mom soon. So best advice you have for her or a new parent during quarantine?
Ice cream. Some kind of organic, you know, pure ice cream or something that Katy would order.
Okay, that's a good one. I like that. Quick on your feet. All right, best hangover cure.
4 Advil, 2 Gatorades, liter of water, cheeseburger, and French fries.
What is your Gatorade flavor? This is very important.
Ooh, whatever the blue one is. Like
the worst one. That's the worst one. It's all about lemon lime. You have to go lemon lime.
Like the old school Gatorade?
Yes, the blue one tastes like car parts. Not good. It's not a good one. All right, best wedding gift to give to a friend during quarantine?
Earplugs.
This was so much fun. Congratulations on the album. We cannot wait to listen to it in full. And please come back again, please.
Thank y'all. Looking forward to seeing you in person and saying hey,
yes.
and all of that. Thanks for having
please.
Me.
Please. Thank you so much. Natural too. What am I saying? He's the cutest,
hold on, Morgan.
Huh?
Hold on. One second. You okay. chose lemon lime Gatorade over Glacier
Blue? That's
the best
one. That's the best one.
That's real.
Lemon lime is the best Gatorade flavor there ever was. It never will be topped, ever.
Yep.
I can't go.
You do realize that
I played in the Super Bowl and had every flavor of Gatorade.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm flaunting that one. I'm flaunting that one today
that
on Thursday.
Out.
Did you
Glacier Blue Gatorade is the best Gatorade that's ever been made. And it's not close.
Did you
this lemon
did you
lime
win?
Business?
Did you win that Super Bowl?
I got a ring, Justin. It's upstairs, but I ain't gonna bring it down for y'all right now. It's upstairs.
Unbelievable. Listen, I love it. And I've been on Daily Pop a few episodes, and let me tell you, lemon lime, still the best flavor. Glacier is just it's not it. It's not good.
I gotta go with the white girl.
He never
gives it to me. All right.
Never.
Wrapping up with your thoughts from social. Jason isn't sure about Cameron Diaz's thoughts on compliments. He says it seems like tossing out one unhealthy narrative for another.
Yeah.
Okay. Tara agrees. She says, I'm on board with watching and making sure your little girl isn't made to be all about looks, but give that a few years. Okay. I guess that's...
And also, like, what if your daughter is not that hers, but, like, what if, like, you know, your kid is not that smart? Like, you got to have to figure it out.
Right.
You
it's true. Make
it, first of all, it's time to learn, okay? They're children, Justin.
Oh, my God. All right, that's it for us today. Tomorrow, Beyonce's costume designer is here, plus Charlize Theron is sharing secrets from her past. And make sure you watch Daily Pop every day at 12:30 on E! And set your DVR so you don't miss an episode.
Set those DVRs.
Bye.
Set those DVRs, people.